I'm bringing 16 up, Larry.
Yeah, make sure to unmute yourself, Larry.
Yes. Thank you, Kyle. I was muted talking to myself.
I think this is it.
And Larry, we have two people for comment for 16.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, is that showing up?
Yes.
Yes, it's good.
Okay, great. Okay, item 16 is also with me, Kyle Spragans, your waterfowl section manager. This is related to game reserves, waterfowl closures, and regulated access areas. There are four WACs covered underneath this, and I will go through those as in the next slides. The first two are related to what are called game reserves. Game reserves are closures under RCW definition that prohibit any hunting or trapping within the boundaries that are established. This then is bolstered by actual WAC descriptions of the boundaries. And in the case of, again, sort of evaluating the trying to get better maps into the hands of users, it was stumbled across that both the Lake Terrell Game Reserve up in Whatcom County and the Stratford Game Reserve in Eastern Washington, there were the need for technical adjustments under the description to align that intent with the legal description. The maps that are shown were the intent, but as we were remapping it, there were some minor glitches that would not have shown up the way that as intended. These are just technical adjustments. This is nothing about, no adjustment that would change the way that users have understand these game reserve closures on the landscape. For the Lake Terrell Game Reserve, 1,251 comments, 47 agreed, 4 disagreed, 49% neutral. For the Stratford Game Reserve, 1,242 comments, 46 agreed, 5% disagreed, 49% neutral. And common themes and 9 written comments were basically concerns over perceived change. And again, this wasn't change, it's just technical adjustments to get to those better maps that people were asking for in their comments. Next, what we have is the Columbia Snake and Yakima River waterfowl coot and snipe closures. These waterfowl closures are largely associated with stretches of river on those three rivers. They were put in place for various reasons and have been in place in certain circumstances for decades. In evaluating sort of the current management and sort of evaluating the what the wildlife areas that surround these areas are able to accomplish, proposals were risen, and the two that are being proposed here specifically is one, a technical adjustment to what is section 4 along the Columbia River to remove reference to the wooden tower, which has been removed from the landscape. It was a point of reference and it's no longer out there. So that's just a clerical cleanup. And then the other proposal is to eliminate section 7 on the Yakima River. This is the map that is shown in front of you. This would now allow waterfowl coot, snipe, and hunt and snipe hunting along this within this designated boundary during the approved season dates. That this is the last closure, the last waterfowl closure along the river on the Yakima River. So the recommended adjustment that was included was to change the title so that it actually reflects that this is now only the Columbia and Snake River waterfowl and coot and snipe closures. In the map to the west and to the east of this closure, there are game reserves, those complete closures that I was mentioning before. This is not anticipated to, the only anticipated effect is if there are birds in this stretch, they would go to those game reserves, which are very nearby. And so this is a cleanup reflecting current management on that area. This proposal received 1,244 comments, 51% agreed, 5% disagreed, 44% were neutral. Common themes and 8 written comments were, again, the need for better maps and a reference to sections that were not proposed for changes for various reasons. Finally, This one is related to what is being referenced to as regulated access area restrictions for waterfowl, coot, and snipe hunting. Public lands in Washington facilitate the majority of waterfowl hunter days of field, and balancing hunting opportunities with resource requirements and habitat management have direct implications to the waterfowl hunting experience on these public lands. Things like changes to the local waterfowl production, the proximity of feeding to resting, the quality of wetland habitat management, and the amount of disturbance pressure can all influence what a waterfowl hunter experiences in various areas of the state. This was posed as a waterfowl hunter opinion question during that survey scoping period in the summer. The results of that were that what we asked was, what should the department prioritize in crafting waterfowl hunting opportunity on public lands? And there were alternatives that included no change whatsoever, prioritizing waterfowl population status and wetland and habitat enhancement, prioritizing waterfowl hunters' access, work with local stakeholders to identify limited access opportunities appropriate for improving a particular public land site by reducing pressure and competition, or some combination of above. The combination option received the overwhelming weight of 46%, but there was only 18% that suggested that there was a need for no change. And so this triggered a second round of evaluating what boundaries existed out there that actually allow us to fit somewhere in between these examples of what I just showed of full closure or complete chaos, sort of the all or nothing gradient that we wind up finding some of our lands and the way that we allow some of our users to interact with those lands. So what are regulated access areas? Well, this is a consistent terminology with Department Lands WAC 220-500-040. It's also consistent with Objective 104, which is in the waterfowl section of our game management plan, which states modify regulations to reduce crowding and increase hunt quality on wildlife areas, including shell limits, regulated access, reserved hunts, established blind sites, limited open days, without reducing total use days. This is consistent with what the Waterfowl Hunter Opinion Survey that supported a combination of prioritizing resource access and site considerations. And out of examples that we found out there, there is only one of these 10 current waterfowl regulated access areas that the boundary is actually explicitly laid out in WAC. These have specifics of things like limited blinds, parking access, days of the week that are allowed, specific to these boundaries solidified in WAC. This proposal helps formalize these specific descriptions, and this includes 10 wildlife area units, part of 6 wildlife areas in 4 different regions that for the most part are already currently operated like this, but the boundary is not caught in description, nor is the restriction, the number of days or the parking lot limitations, are those explicit. And so one example that is very current and goes on every year is over in Grant County with the Winchester Regulated Access Area, the North Potholes Regulated Access Area, and the Frenchman Regulated Access Area. In all these cases, the red that you're seeing on that map is a game reserve described in WAC. But the boundary, while it's been sort of acknowledged, there is nothing that actually captures that. So in this case, the only one that's current is that Lynch Cove Union River because of management agreements with a basically a private land in holding to minimize the number of blinds that can really be allowed out there to, but still providing that hunting opportunity. So these are the 10 that would be included or are included in that proposed list. This went out to the public comment, 1,209 comments during this most recent round. 35% agreed, 5% disagreed, and there were 60% that were neutral. The common themes in the 8 written comments was, again, concern over change. The 10 that we identified, these boundaries and pre-existing descriptions run by the wildlife area managers are current with those management considerations that they find themselves in right now. And again, the need for better maps, the ask from users to be able to actually understand these boundaries that and restrictions that we put out there and how to interact appropriately with those. is what I have for that one.
Any questions for Kyle? Okay, Nikki, do we have anyone standing by?
I have two folks. We'll now take public comment from registered attendees. As a reminder, everyone gets 2 minutes. I'm going to roll with Martha first, Martha Hall, followed by Jonathan Talmadge. Go ahead, Martha.
I'm going to pass on this one.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Okay, Jonathan. Jonathan Talmadge, go ahead and unmute yourself. You should be good to go. I don't know where he went.
Must not be there.
His name just disappeared.
Okay. Okay. All right, Kyle, thank you very much for the presentations. I don't see any hands up, so we can move on.